The government says the U.S. unemployment rate jumped last month to 4.2%, its highest level in more than a year. The unemployment rate had been holding at or near 30-year lows for months, but a slowing economy has meant job losses. While many of these cuts have been in manufacturing, they also include technology jobs. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
18 months ago, the U.S. economy appeared unstoppable. And no place was that more in evidence than in the technology sector. Recent graduates could expect high starting salaries and stock options. Some companies were even offering signing bonuses. But how the climate has changed. Paul Villela is CEO of Hire Strategy, a Reston, Virginia-based online recruiting firm.
Despite the fun a lot of us have had over the last several years in this economic environment, we all knew it couldn't last. What we have now is a much more realistic approach to career management, career opportunity, compensation, and growth. And I think that's going to help us in the long term.
Over the past several months, thousands of workers have lost their jobs. One of those laid off was Jean Mullaney. She had taken a job with a Vienna, Virginia startup company called eTensity. eTensity is a web-based design company that offered stock options to new employees and perks like sports car leases to those who'd been on the job for a while. She says, like many others, she enjoyed working for an energetic young.com.
The company was supercharged and really wonderful to work for while it lasted. I really enjoyed being part of a growing venture. We loved seeing the growth. Every Monday there was an orientation session and new people would be walked through the office and I'd always rise up to greet them. It was just a fun place to work with a sense of a real future.
At 53, Mullaney is an industry veteran, but her dismissal still came as a shock. She and 75 of her colleagues were ushered into three separate conference rooms. They were told they'd been fired. They had 10 minutes to pack up their desks, and then they were escorted out of the building.
I really was completely taken by surprise because we'd had a senior management level meeting just a week or two before where my boss told us that we'd gotten funding and that we were good until next June. So at that time, there was no indication that the funding came at the price of, you know, some people being laid off.
Layoffs are also happening at more established companies. Lucent Technologies recently cut 16,000 jobs, and number three automaker Daimler Chrysler is axing around 26,000 positions. David Weiss is chief economist at Standard & Poor's.
We're not seeing the new job creation that we were seeing over the last couple of years, but it's still pretty good for most people. The unemployment rate is still low. There are still a fair number of jobs out there available. But I think you're going to see a flat first quarter.
Back at Reston-based Hire Strategy, they are still fairly upbeat about the prognosis for the economy and for the tech sector. Villela says some of what he's seeing in terms of those who are looking for work now is a bit more healthy.
6 to 12 months ago, these individuals were asking for, you know, the foosball table and how many weeks vacation, and most importantly, how many stock options am I going to get? And now they're asking questions about the business model of the company, their financial position, what kind of salary are they going to get, and all the other stuff is of much less concern.
And there is optimism that recent interest rate cuts by the Federal Reserve will turn the economy around and prevent recession. At Hire Strategy, they say demand is still strong for those with sales and engineering backgrounds. While many economists aren't predicting a rebound in the economy till around the second half of this year, those who watch the job market say companies continue to hunt for employees with specialized skills. They say those kinds of workers will still be in demand even if unemployment does continue to rise. Jack Speer, NPR News, Washington.